Welcome to episode 524 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Donna and George, and we are also excited to welcome back Anna.
Yay!
Anna and her daughter took a special trip to Walt Disney World before sending her daughter off to college, and it got us thinking. Several of us here have had children who have recently grown up and flew the coop, and we thought it would be fun to talk about why you might want to plan a trip like this for your recent grad, or and think of some ways to make it special. So let's get started. So whenever I was looking at your information about this, I was like, yeah, we all kind of did this. So, well, most of us.
Yep.
So where did you go? I mean, you know, you went to Walt Disney World, but where did you, like, what kind of trip was this?
We did. Well, it was just a fun mother-daughter getaway. Just a few days, well, the week before we moved her away. So we did the Halloween party, and we did a nice dining reservation and just played and had fun.
Where'd you guys stay?
We stayed at Port Orleans Riverside.
Oh, I love that one.
It's my family's favorite.
So when you were planning it, was it a surprise or did you guys kind of plan together or how'd it come about?
It was a surprise. And I actually surprised her with it at her graduation party that we threw here at the house for. I had ordered some matching shirts for the Halloween party, some Hocus Pocus themed shirts. So I had just done like a little gift bag of just some fun, like her magic band and the party tickets and her little shirt for the party and all of that. So yeah, it was a surprise.
And she was really excited.
Was really excited. Well, it was funny because probably about, I don't know. Now we're a Disney loving family, so I knew she would love it. But what was funny was maybe about a month, maybe 6 weeks prior to her graduation party, she was in the kitchen just kind of getting herself ready for school, you know, packing her lunch. And she said, "Mom, I really want to go back to Disney." I was like, "Oh, you do? Okay.
Really?
You always want to go to Disney."
Interesting. So that was fun.
That's so cool. I know. I was thinking because, you know, I've got three and my oldest, we were just talking about this before we started recording, is about the same age as your oldest, and he was like COVID graduation.
Yeah. So we couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah. I know. We rescheduled like this last family cruise like three times because of COVID. Yeah. But that's cool though. I mean, I think going well, and also I have done this with my daughter, but I haven't done it with my sons by themselves. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that is. But Donna, you did that, right? You did a trip.
We did a graduation trip, and so Connor was in on it. I let him decide, and he said he wanted to do a cruise. And the problem was that we planned it, and it's like, okay, well, he's going to get out of school on such and such a date. Well, then graduation was that weekend. We would have had to basically leave graduation and drive down to Miami. That night, and we're like, we can't do that. So we had to push it a week. And the itinerary wasn't quite as great, but, you know, we still got to go, and we did the Harmony of the Seas.
Oh, nice. Fun.
Okay.
Yep.
See, that's not the trip I was thinking about with Connor. I was thinking about, I guess it was a spring break trip you did with him.
That was his 16th birthday because it was during the pandemic, and you couldn't throw a party. It couldn't throw one of the Sweet 16 parties. So I basically took him on a scuba diving trip down to Mexico for a week. I told him, I said, okay, well, you can't have a party. Would you like to go diving? And he's like, yeah.
Absolutely.
So this is a lucky kid because that is also not the trip I was thinking of.
So really lucky kid.
I know. Yes. You took him to Europe, right?
I did. Well, yeah. Yes. Okay. We had some airline tickets that were going to expire and we had to use them from a trip we didn't take. and he was going for spring break, and I was going to be in Europe already. And I said, okay, where do you want to go? And he said, I wanted to go to Switzerland. So I took him to Switzerland with me.
That's lucky kid. That's fantastic.
So you're not into the surprises. You just let them join in.
No, no. I let him decide. I said, okay, I'm going to be in, I've got to be in Amsterdam for a meeting. And what country do you want to go to in Europe?
Nice.
And he's like, I want to go to Switzerland. I'm like, okay, well, we'll see if we can get it for the right price. Which, of course, Switzerland is one of the most expensive places to go in Europe. So,
yeah. But still cool that you guys got to do that.
It are is. You gonna, cool.
And your daughter.
He's my travel buddy. He loves doing it. So.
Yeah, but your daughter is a little bit younger. Are you going to plan? I'm sure she's not going to listen to this. So, if you were planning surprise,
actually, we've
okay.
already talked about it a little. So, the rule is basically they get to pick their trip when they're graduating high school, and we've actually talked about it. And she has expressed an extreme interest in going to Japan. And nice. Depending on the cost of the trip, that's basically whether the whole family goes or I go.
Yeah.
That'd and if it's one, Japan, though. It looks like it's going to be just me. Oh, darn. Cool.
Yeah, really. You have a couple twist years, though, arm. To plan that, right?
Right.
I do. She's only 13, and so we've got at least 5 more years to go.
That's cool.
Well, we now have one that's 16. He's a junior in high school, so that's the baby. So we got to start thinking about that one.
Yeah, do you think it'll be just you, or do you think you'll do a family thing?
I don't know. We haven't really gotten that far yet.
Yeah. My boys just never really seemed like they wanted to travel with just me by themselves, you know?
Yeah.
They like to be together.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. And with Owen and Ellie, they're twins, so they like to travel together too, you know? So it's all kind of, they like to be with their friends.
Yeah, but sometimes it's cost prohibitive to do that, so.
Yeah, it was easier when they were younger, for sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I do think, you know, my oldest is, he's 23, he's almost 24, and he graduated in 2019. And, you know, we had planned like a family cruise in 2020, and we were thinking, okay, this will be the last big thing we all do together, which, spoiler alert, has not been the last family vacation that we took together. But, you know, we had to keep moving it because of COVID. And, you know, that was like the closest I came to like a big thing for him. And we still haven't really done that for him. He missed out on most of the trips that I took whenever the twins were still in year-round school, but he was in like high school, so he was back on traditional schedule. And they really racked up some good trips to like Walt Disney World and stuff. well, poor Fox couldn't go.
Yeah.
Well, then I think he's due.
I know, and you know what he wants to do? He wants to drink around the world at Epcot.
There you go.
But they all want to do that, and they're all 21 now, so that's going to be
that'd be fun.
It's going to be a pricey day, though, you know?
Well, see, but you've already taken the other two on their on some of their stuff, so I think you should leave the other two at home and just say, okay, Fox, let's go.
I could do that while Ellie's still overseas, but if she was here and I said, I'm going to Disney and you're not going, but Fox is going. No, oh my gosh. That would be a terrible.
Well, you know what? She can have a job and pay her own way.
Yeah. Well, that's what George said about his family. Right, George? Mm-hmm. He said you didn't do that.
That's it.
Yeah. So no big trip when graduation happened?
No, we did something just before. I mean, before my oldest graduated high school, we really didn't travel. That was kind of when we had our awakening, so to speak, and went on our first cruise and loved it so much. So we brought the girls on the second cruise. That was one that I just happened to look up in Boston because we don't live that far from there.
Oh,
and
cool.
It was like $1,500 for all four of us. So
oh, wow.
It was, yeah.
That's
like,
for the
okay,
good
for that price, sure, let's go.
Yeah.
No kidding.
You can't feed a family of four for that price nowadays.
No.
I know. Well, you know, so you guys have heard me talk about Owen working in Alaska over the summer. And we went, my husband and I and Fox went and flew up to Anchorage to see him and help him close out his apartment and come back. And that was a very expensive trip. It wasn't, you know, it was kind of a last minute thing, but like the eating out every night was, everything just got really, really pricey. And I'm like, okay, this is why I like taking them on cruises, because,
yes,
you know, you're not going out to dinner every night, or you are, but it's all already paid for.
It's all included. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We definitely, and I need to take them to some all inclusives too, but, well, or they need to come with me. They can, I guess, pay for themselves, but I don't know. It's, my parents didn't do that. Whenever they went on their first cruise when I was a freshman in college. And I remember just feeling like, God, they waited till I was, you know, moving out to take all the good vacations. So yeah, they were kind of,
yeah,
like,
they
George.
Didn't have to pay for you then.
Yeah, I know. And they didn't. Yeah, I know. Even when we traveled together, like to Disney and stuff after I had kids, they still, I mean, they weren't paying for it. But I see that a lot now with, you know, we get a lot of grandparents who want to do that, you know, like do a big multi-generational trip mm-hmm. with their family and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That's cool. So, yeah, I don't know if we'll do it. I don't know. I don't know if we'll keep doing it. We'll have to see. I mean, we've got Ellie's college graduation coming up, but feels like she's already getting a big treat, you know, because she lives in London. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, I know this is a really short one this week, but I feel like we kind of covered what we want to talk about. Do you guys have anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I think that about covers it.
I actually do. So if you're going to do a surprise, you know, a tipper would be basically make sure that they want to do the thing you want to do.
Okay.
Because some teenagers are very, very judgmental.
Yeah,
a nice way to put it. Or involve them in the planning process, and that way they have some input into as to what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Spill the beans. Like if you're doing a Disney trip, okay, we're going to go to Disney, but now you get to plan what we do there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, do you want to do Epcot? Do you want to do Animal Kingdom? And the other thing is for the trips that you've done to Disney so many times, and this is something I do for myself personally, is that I've been there enough times that I've done all the rides and all that, of course, if there's anything new. But something that most people don't know is that Disney offers some of these behind-the-scenes tours.
Mm-hmm.
It is an extra cost, but it definitely gives you a new perspective on what goes on at Disney. I know my husband, of course, we didn't get to do this because of the pandemic, but I had had him slated for the behind the scenes for the train, and he would get to be the conductor for the train that morning.
Oh, cool.
They do have the Feeding the Elephants. They've got the behind the scenes tour. I did the Keys to the Kingdom. And so you get to actually go down into the Utilidors and you see the electric light parade floats and everything and where they're stacked up. They don't allow minors into that because they don't want to ruin the magic. But it's something that you can definitely do something a little out of the ordinary that your child that's been to Disney so many times hasn't seen before.
I agree.
That's a good point, because there are a lot of things that you can add on at Disney.
Well, and you can add them on anywhere.
Yeah, true.
Well, when I was planning it, my daughter is completely obsessed with Hocus Pocus. She watches it year-round, and she can quote the entire movie. In fact, we both can. But she had not been to the Halloween party. Okay. So, of course, you know, the Sanderson sisters, they do their performance, you know, right there in front of the castle. And so that was kind of what drove me to pick Disney was, number one, I knew she loved it and she's been wanting to go back. And number two, really wanted to do the Halloween party with her. But Donna, like you said, now we didn't do any we did the party, but we didn't do, which was, of course, an extra cost, but we didn't do any like behind the scenes. But because we've been to Disney so many times, and we've ridden all the rides and done all the things. So, I mean, even just sitting on the hub grass with a Starbucks and just people watching and chatting and just kind of soaking it in was really, really nice. you know, she did get to do some things that she hadn't done, like Tiana's, the Bayou, and Tron. She had not yet done Tron. So, you know, she did get to do some new things, but it was kind of fun just to meander and just kind of take our time and,
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to feel like we have to do everything.
No, we didn't feel like we had to do. We've done it all, so we didn't feel like we needed to like just do every single thing. So that was really nice. I really enjoyed that a lot.
Is do something that you haven't done before, or do an add-on, or plan an excursion, even if you've been to this location. You've been to the beach so many times. Go indoor skydiving, or I mean, you don't have to play mini golf again.
Yeah, you can drink around the world once they're actually old enough to do it.
There you go.
That too.
Nice. All right.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And thank you, Anna, for providing tonight's inspiration.
Thank you.
On behalf of Donna, George, and myself, Sandy, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.